I mean, what voices. That was amazing, Natalie. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you. So, Natalie, when did you first discover your love for music? Was it a particular artist, or was it, you know, music that your parents played? What was it for you?
I think I grew up in a really musical house. My brothers and sisters all loved music. So, yeah, it was just always there. And our family parties and gatherings, just there was always a soundtrack of some kind. So, yeah, always been around music, loved music. I think Mariah Carey might be the reason I like singing so much. Mariah or Whitney.
Yes.
But, yeah.
How did you first sort of get involved in music? Was it something you studied or something? Did you join a band? What happened for you?
I mean, I was always involved in like after school projects as a kid. And when I got to school, I studied music there. But I was just encouraged to be quite studious and serious. So after a while, the only place I got to experience music was either at singing at church or raving, to be fair, and going to concerts.
Now, House Gospel Choir, you're mixing gospel with house music. So tell us how that whole idea, was that something you suddenly just thought of one day and went, that's something I'm going to put together?
In a nutshell, yes, but there is a long history of gospel vocalists singing house music songs from its very inception. So I think the link between the two is a really obvious one for me. But I love being around people. I love singing with people. I love enjoying life with people. So a choir is just something that I've always enjoyed being part of. And I just thought, what if our choir sings house music and sings these songs that are uplifting and carry the same messages of faith and, you know, perseverance and optimism, without necessarily having to sing a church song or a religious song.
And do you think that reaches a bigger audience, just because if you have gospel music itself, but then you've got the house element, that you get more people involved?
I mean, maybe churches would disagree. I think our reach gets to spaces that maybe church choirs and traditional gospel choirs don't have an opportunity to be part of. So we do a lot of festivals, we perform in like really big venues, and I think we're able to reach a different audience that maybe wouldn't go to church or wouldn't be able to experience the choir in any other forum. So I think our reach is different. We do have a lot of people that, you know, are practicing Christians and all different faiths come through our choir, and we do perform in churches from time to time as well. So yeah, it's a bit of a balance. I think we just reach a slightly different audience.
And when you've done a gig, I would suspect you have a lot of people maybe come up to you afterwards and say they've had some possibly spiritual experiences. You must get that when people have come to see you.
We do. I think a lot of people come for a rave and a good time and sing some classic house songs, and then they realize actually the message, the way we're expressing and communicating the message of, say, a song like Gypsy Woman, which is, I mean, everybody knows la da dee la da da, but the actual lyrics, she's singing about a homeless woman on the street, and the messaging inside of that is so much deeper than just the chorus, you know. So I think the way we sing it, the way we kind of frame it, gives people an opportunity to understand it in a new way, and they're like, oh wow, that's hit me differently than it ever has before. So yeah, there's definitely some some conversions to the House Gospel Choir message, absolutely.
And what does faith bring to your life, Natalie?
For me personally, faith is about your individual relationship with God and how you practice that, or the higher spirit. How, you know, there's so many different ways of acknowledging the existence of a higher power. And so it's kind of just how I have a conversation and how I move forward in life. I think just relying on the answers that like day-to-day life provide isn't always enough to guide us forward, so you have to appeal to something higher sometimes. And you know, for me it's through prayer, for me it's through meditation and affirmations, and for someone else it might be in a different way. So faith is just how you as an individual connect to that guiding force.
How many singers are in the choir at any one time?
So this term, so we run weekly sessions in London. This term we have 100 members. Yeah. The most I've ever been able to fit on stage is probably about 30 or 40. And there's like a core choir that go and do all the gigs, and it's maybe 12 to 15 people.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of people in our network, and we love singing together every week.
So how do you put songs together? Do you take a song and you say, right, we're going to rework this, or we're going to change the lyrics, and we're going to do some original stuff? Is a group of you that write, and how do you do the harmonies? Do you kind of just go down and say, this is what I've got, let's put harmonies together, or is it people actually notating stuff and reading? Because it must be quite complicated with all the different voices.
Yeah, it can be, but we have really great musical directors. Our DJ and producer, DJ Harrison, is our musical director. I'm a songwriter as well, so we create original songs as well as doing covers.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the early days, we were just figuring it out. It was all guesswork. It was all done by ear. It was just me and a group of friends in a room in Hackney trying to figure out the harmonies to Beautiful People. And as we've gone on, we've been able to work with really, really great musicians and musical directors to help us shape the sound of the choir. Our choir director, Daniel Thomas, is really instrumental in making sure that we are getting the notes right. And he has a really old school way of teaching the choir. So as much as it's fun, it is work.
Yeah.
But yeah, we play by ear for the most part.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are rehearsals like? Are they fun, or is people laughing, or it's like, really be fun. Quiet at the back.
Yeah, no, I think, you couldn't get them to be quiet if you tried. Like, it's all adults, it's all good fun. And I think when it's time to really focus in, the choir director is in charge of making sure people are listening and learning.
Mm.
And they come to that experience ready to learn as well. So, and then afterwards we perform it and it's lots of fun. So, yeah.
Now, you guys have worked with Emily Sondé. You've been with, I played her earlier, Beverly Knight, who I absolutely love, Gregory Porter, Tom Jones, Kylie Minogue, Nile Rodgers. There's so many people that you've worked with, which must be incredible. Who was the first sort of famous kind of person that you worked with, and what was that like?
I think it was Labyrinth.
Mm.
Was probably the first artist we collaborated with.
Yeah.
And then... for the Jules Holland show, and then quite quickly after that it was probably maybe Kylie next.
Mm.
I'm not sure, my memory is like all a bit fuzzy. It's been 10 years,
yeah,
Michelle. And it's been an amazing journey so far.
Mm.
So yeah, but working with Kylie was amazing, and we're on her latest album as well.
Oh wow,
called Hold On To Now.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So we got to do the vocal arranging and the choir parts for that, which was it's always a blessing.
Yeah,
getting to learn her and her team.
That's amazing. And I have seen Kylie actually very years ago, and I'm 5'1" as well, but she's about the size of my leg. she looks like a perfect model. She is. She's 5'1", but she's absolutely very, very tiny. Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, with when you're creating music and you're writing original music, I ask this question to quite a lot of musicians, and a lot of musicians, all different musicians, from people who've got faith and people who haven't, but they've all said, more or less nearly everyone has said yes. Do you ever feel that a song comes through you from the universe onto the page where you go, where did that come from? And because of your faith, do you feel sometimes that you are gifted a song through God?
Yes, is the simple answer to that, because I think it's, there's so many incredible instances and things that have happened in my life that I'm like, how did that happen? I'm not in charge of that. I'm not in control of that. So the existence of God for me, like, it's undeniable. But a lot of our songwriting comes from conversation, and then we allow space for, we leave room in the studio or in the writing room for God to just kind of come and kind of have some input into the message. But it's always about something we tend to be going through as songwriters, or maybe a message that we think people would need to hear it at a time.
Yep. Now you've got five very special dates in December and a chance for people to experience House Gospel Choir. It's going to kick off in London on the 13th of December at London's O2 Forum, Kentish Town. What can people expect on the night?
Oh, a really good time. It's like church meets the club and back again. You know, it's like having a great Saturday night out and then also being able to go to church in the morning. So the overall show, it's so uplifting. It's so fun. Be prepared to dance and sing along. We've been doing it for 10 years. It's our 10th Christmas show. So it's going to be, I think this is the biggest one yet. So we're really going for it in terms of production and staging and everything. So you're going to have a great time and you're going to hear songs you know, and you're going to hear some new songs that you will love.
What's your favourite song you think you've ever written? I'm going to be ending the interview on Angels, which is a brand new track. But what's your particular favourite?
At the moment, honestly, it's Angels. Mm. I lost my mum 8 years ago now. And after conversations with the choir and the producers we were working with, we realised like people don't write about that experience of loss enough and how that feels. But rather than it just being like a sad song, it's also an opportunity to celebrate the fact that they're always with us in some way. And also like just to celebrate generally the life of the people you love. So Angels at the moment is 100% my favourite.
And we are going to end the interview with that as well. Our mums are very special people in our lives, and it is good to have uplifting songs to celebrate, to, you know, put some joy back into life. It's hard, isn't it? Because we do lose people as we go through life, but being at a concert where you've got all that fantastic music and, you know, amazing. I just think you guys are incredible. Your voices are just something else. And are you all as good as each other?
Yes.
So there's no weak link that's going to be leaving the band.
Every joint supplies, and harmony to me, it really is the sound of peace. So people getting together and finding where they fit in is really important as well. So yeah, it's the most amazing group of people. Are you coming to the show, Michelle?
I definitely am. I think I was on your list actually too, because I know you have that open sometimes for people to come and taste. Yes. come and sing as well with the choir. That's if you're listening out there and you've never been part of a gospel choir and you'd like to, Natalie's group, they do put up once a year where you can go along and have a sing.
We're doing them monthly actually. We've got one on Monday. It's called Assembly. At Richmix in Shoreditch. So if anyone wants to come and sing with the choir, Richmix, Shoreditch on Monday. Yeah, it's open.
Excellent. There we go. That will go out to some singers out there. It'll be going, ooh, it's a great chance. Absolutely. So the gigs are all coming up. If you want to find out more, House Gospel Choir are across social media, so you will be able to find them. And then tickets are going to be on, where's my little bit of information gone? Ticketmaster.co.uk. So you can go there and find the tickets. It's on Wednesday, the 13th of December at London's O2 Forum, Kentish Town. And you can get your tickets for that. And obviously, you're doing a couple of other dates across the country as well, but they'll all be listed.
They will be.
Lovely. Thanks. Great. I can tell you're a good singer. Do you know how I can tell? It's because your speaking voice, because you can hear by the, isn't it weird? I mean, I can see she's beautiful as well. You can't see it, but I can. But I can tell by your voice. It's just your speaking voice.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I hope I don't disappoint when you come to the show.
So. No, you definitely won't. I'm going to end the interview with this incredible track. This is called Angels. Thank you ever so much for talking to us today, and have a great lot of gigs.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Natalie. Thanks. Cheers.
Bye.
Angels watching over me. Watching over me. I had a dream that you were here. When I woke up, you were gone. I try to trace the memory of your face before it fades into the dawn. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, I pray the Lord my soul to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels over me.
Never tell you what you need to know. We're just out here on our own. Yeah. And every time you send me signs to let me know, I'll never be alone. When I'm celebrating, it's you I'm thinking of. Look at me, I turn out good, surrounded by your love. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels
over
me.
and I pray that they keep on watching over me.
And I know that I got them watching.
Oh, that is beautiful. Love that. That is Angels. Oh, that is amazing. I love gospel music, and that is incredible. That is the House Gospel Choir. If you want to go and see the House Gospel Choir, and why would you not? They're going to be in London on the 13th of December at London O2 Forum. You can get your tickets, go along. It's house music crossing with gospel music. Just amazing voices. I mean, it, honestly, I just stood up. As soon as that came on, I stood up and I've been dancing and singing along. And I've only heard the song a couple of times. I'm singing in the background. Absolutely love that. I'm so enthusiastic about choirs. It's something actually that I did say this year I was going to try and join a gospel choir or go along for a gospel choir. And as Natalie said, on Monday at the assembly at I think it is in Shoreditch, you can go along and sing with the choir. You can go along and have a go and sing and find out what it's all about. Doesn't mean you're necessarily going to join any choir, but it's nice to go and actually have a sing. And there's all different types of choirs, but there's something about collective voices together which is just, I think, beautiful. For me, it gives me the shivers. I get all shivery. Anyway, I'm overexcited now. I need to calm down, play some ads, and get back into the swing of the show now.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Now I have sufficiently calmed down. I always, you know, this is what music does to me. When I get independent music sent through to me, I interview guests, and I'm terrible because I always get very giddy when I talk to guests, especially when they're musical guests, or sometimes I've had you know, people from companies or local businesses, and I still get all giddy. I don't know what it is about me when I do interviews, and I have to try and then relax, otherwise you know what I'm like with my the speed of my speaking voice. I tend to go blah, 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 blah. The more excited I get, the quicker I talk. And I just love the enthusiasm of musicians and artists and things. There is, yeah, that really is for me awesome. And that's why I love doing this radio show as well, for playing independent music and talking to guests. It's just, you know, what a privilege. And it's just me. There's no other producer. I'm not lucky enough to have a producer that says, Michelle, shut your face. We've got the news to come. You know, I've just me. It's just me in the studio. Just me in my my stripy shirt. So I just don't normally wear a shirt. I'm not saying it suits me in any way, shape or form, but you know, I look a little bit I think I look done up today. That's because I had an interview. Natalie couldn't see me. I could see her. She was absolutely gorgeous, but she couldn't see me because we can't get the camera to work. We use it for Mixcloud. But yeah, I don't know if I want the guests to see me. Actually, it might put me off a bit, you know, if I'm doing, because, you know, it's when I've got a guest in the studio, it's different because they're sat opposite me. It's a different thing. But anyway, moving on. Now, I'm going to try and relax, Michelle, and play some Paloma Faith with How You Leave a Man. Well, very quickly. Simple Minds with a Solstice Kiss. Coming up next, we've got Nishna. I've been playing her out for the last couple of days. She is a Ukrainian singer now living in Norway, and she's appeared on The Voice, so you know she's going to be phenomenal. She's on Facebook at Nishna Live, Nishna.live, and Nishna on Instagram. That's Nizhna. This is her track. It's called Never Too Late.
your time is up. You took a sip from the devil's cup. You broke my heart, there's no way back. Move right out of here, baby, go and pack your bags. Just who do you think you are? Stop acting like some kind of star. Just who do you think you are? Take it like a man, baby, if that's what you are. Cause I'm moving on up, you're moving on out. Moving on up, nothing can stop me. Moving on up, you're moving on out. Time to break free, nothing can stop me. They brag a man has walked in space, but you can't even find my place. There ain't nothing you can do, cause I've had enough of me, baby, being part of you. Just who do you think you are? This time you've gone too far. Just who do you think you are?
Thank you.
songs in a row. That's Maroon 5 with Shiver, M People with Moving On Up, Anishina with Never Too Late. You're listening to Michelle Ward. I've calmed down now. I've been and got myself a nice cup of coffee, which is actually quite nice. There's loads of different milk in the fridge at the moment. It's a bit like milk roulette. Do you ever get that at work? Well, I've sniffed them all and they're all actually okay. One of them smelled a little bit. I was like, I'm not sure. I'm not going to touch it because it probably belongs to somebody else. But one of them was a little bit suspect, but I put that one back. Just, it's like, yep, roulette. I do like a bit of milk roulette in the studio. But my coffee tastes all right. It's not bad. I was going to have a look around and see if there's any funny story. Oh, I did find a funny story yesterday. And I didn't actually read it out because it was a little bit on the... weird story. Let me see if I can find it. Weird story. Here we go. Because it was a little bit on the rude side. I wouldn't say rude. Is it rude? I don't know, maybe. I'm not sure. I don't even think I can find it now. I think it's disappeared. It was about, I don't even know if I can say it. It was to do with money being spent on somebody. But I can't really say that. Let's have a look. I think it's money spent on a relationship. Was it that or something like that? No, can't find it now. Oh, that's lovely. I do love a coffee. No, I think for Christmas, actually, what I want to get myself is I want to get myself one of those coffee pod makers. My sister's got one. My sister from Brecon. Sister in Brecon. She's got one, and it makes the coffee lukewarm. I think she bought it secondhand. But I love it. When I go down there, she's, because her kitchen is really... I've got a few sisters, okay? They're all very, very different. We're all different. And there was originally six of us in the family with one brother. Now there's only three of us left. And my sister Chris and Susan are neat. Neat, 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 okay? And Dina and myself are a little bit more, sort of, I'd say, homely. Or messy, or a bit chaotic, but that's the way we are. I think my brother was the same. I didn't find out of my little sister because obviously she passed away before I was born, actually. But maybe she would have been like me. She might have been like my other sister. I don't know. So anyway, the sisters now. I've got Dina. Dina's still with me, and Susan, and it's myself. So there's three of us, and you know, obviously miss all of our siblings very much. We're a lovely family and great mum and dad. You know, I've got great happy memories. And sorry, where was I going with this? I was talking about houses. Oh, yes, my sister Dina, her kitchen. Now, my sister Susan's kitchen, okay, you go in there, it's like you wouldn't even know. It's like a spaceship. You wouldn't even know it was a kitchen because I think there's a kettle out on the side. Nothing else. It's like, where is everything? And there's doors with no handles. I couldn't cope. I can't even find the fridge. You go to Dina's and everything is out. All the pots are out. All everything's out because she's cooking, blah, blah, blah. And then there is the little coffee pod machine there, ready for you to stick your coffee pods. And she's got stick your coffee pod in. And she's got loads of tins with, like, there's ones for decaf. And when I go there, I always have all, I don't bother with, like, boiling the kettle. I go straight for that. So that's what I'd like for Christmas. But I want a nice one, but not one that's too big because I've only got a little kitchen. If I could have my dream kitchen would be ones that had, like, pots and pans hanging from the ceiling. I'd love a kitchen and a kitchen island. Oh, I know who's listening out there at the moment, Pete. And Pete's got a kitchen island. I hate you, Pete, and your kitchen island. Very jealous. Beautiful home extension. Oh, I walked out there, even before it was done, I was like, I want to live here. I just want to live in your extension. Do you mind? I don't think his wife was very keen. But I could have just lived there. Neither was Pete, to be fair. But I could have just lived there. And it's got the bifold doors, you know, where it's like, you know, outside in. Oh, one of our sponsors does all that sort of extension kind of work and stuff. It's just gorgeous. But I always wanted a kitchen island. What's Pete saying? Yeah, I know you've got a kitchen island, Pete. Yes, yes. Yes, lovely. And it's got room for a sofa. Or as my mum might say, it's very expensive. He's got room for a pony. I think that was I think that must be an old-fashioned saying. I've got an island. I know you've got an island. I know, in your kitchen, and it's gorgeous. And I'm very jealous. Whereas you walk into my kitchen, if I put an island in there, I'd be trapped in the kitchen for life. I wouldn't be able to get out of it. But, yeah, I do love those. Because kitchens now are more kind of, they have the, if you have the extension on the back of your house, it's kind of like one of those things, you bring the outside in, it's a bit more of a family space, you know. And that's, you know, I mean, again, in another 20 or 30 years, people will be blocking off the rooms to make us smaller again. It's weird. I look at some of these, you know, TikTok home decoration videos, and you're always kind of surprised. I mean, people are getting coloured bathroom suites again now, you know, like the blue and the pink. Honestly, that they're coming back. Also, some really kind of like bright yellow tiles and oranges are getting fashionable again. I don't know, though, about that. Or, you know, but that is what is, I think 2024 has got some really, you know, it's not just your basic white bathroom suite. I know you've had the ones with the white bathroom suites and then the black accents and sort of doors and fixtures and things. But I think that's gone back out again now. So hot. Thing is with the bathroom, you can't afford to have it done. I mean, you know, I want to get my bathroom done at home, but I think it's going to be about $7,000. I'm like, what for? What are you doing? Are you making gold bars in there? It's like, what are you doing? And I know it's a specialist job, and if I tried to do it myself, the house would probably flood or catch fire. But you know, and I can't tile. I could probably give it a go. But it's, you know, it's expensive. That's why, you know, it's a good business to be in. What's that? Is that coming back? What's coming back? Pete's Parcels. What are we talking about? What's coming back? I'm getting messages on my phone. I can't say. Hold on a second. Not my phone. Let me, you sit there a minute. Let me just have a look. I've got some messages coming in. It's coming through on my watch. Hello. I've just tuned in. I've got an island. I made it. Avocado bathroom suites. Yes. They were a thing of the 1970s, weren't they? And then there was a pink colour. My mum and dad's bathroom was like this beautiful blue. And the bath was a proper, was it? It's not a steel bath. What was it? Not porcelain. Yeah, avocado, they will come back, colour, because everyone's got white and everyone will get bored with it soon, so they are coming back. I just would like a nice shower, you know, where you get in and turn it on and water comes out. Because at the moment, it's like I turn it on and then I have to have a fight with the taps because it's got to be done just right. You've got things at home that you just right, just get that right, turn it on cold, put it on hot, push the handle up, and then I get a little bit of, yeah. Anyway, should we play? Do you know what? I fancy playing something a little bit retro, so I'm going to play this. This is a song that back in the day you might have danced to down the old club. If you're very old, you ain't doing much dancing now. You might have gone to Secrets in Romford. You might have gone to Hollywood's in Romford. Do you remember Hollywood's? Oh. I think I did go in there once, actually. Once. I was only 4. I've just been told there's a place called 06, or there was, back in the 80s. We'll be right back.
volume, pump up the volume, this, this.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
And up next, this is a brilliant track. This is The Condracts featuring Ed Rome and also Nick Van Eed from The Cutting Crew and somebody called Michelle Ward on backing vocals. Oh.
Sunny days, everybody comes out and plays. Laying down a patch of grass in the city, so green. There's a man smoking on the river bridge. Yeah. His reflection seems to bother him. As bottles flow by, littering our shore. Somehow we could clean up every single street in every town.
There's something in the air where I can't breathe.
Wishing you well. Tony won't be listening today, but he's been a little bit poorly lately, so big love and lots of love to Tony, because Tony would send lots of love to everybody. And so would Pete, but in a slightly different way. They're very, very different, both those guys, Tony and Pete, but they met when their sons were going to the same school, and then they just started doing music together, and I was the first show that they ever appeared on, radio show, and that was probably about 7 years ago. And they've gone from strength to strength. They've got some fantastic songs, 131,000 followers on Facebook, a great community, and if you want to follow them, please do, because they have do lots of live gigs and posts and everything. But as I said, Tony's not particularly very well at the moment, but he is making a recovery, and we do send him lots of love. Now, coming up next, I thought I'd play some morning music. This is a first play for an artist called Marie Keane. I got the track in today, and it's called Shelf Life, and I think it's really good. And I, as you know, I love my independent music, so I thought I'd give it a play. Also, after the news, we got some more independent music and loads more to chat about. I'm going to see if I can find that story about relationships, because it was quite interesting. I promise it was.
I love local radio because it's radio. And it's local.
It certainly is. What have I just done there? Why am I touching that for? Don't touch that.
You're listening to me, Shell.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
I'm sitting down. Nobody listens. I'm a wilting flower, rejected and put away. There's no hope for me, no life for me, no future ahead. 'Cause nobody listens. But I got myself. But I got myself. Baby, I got a shelf life. I cannot live alone. Ooh.
talks, nobody listens. But I got myself. But I got myself. But I got myself. Baby, we are the champions. Nobody listens.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.